JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome to Roundabout JA. In today's program, Faye Ellington celebrates 40 years in media with a blood drive. And stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. Media veteran Faye Ellington is celebrating her 40th year in media and journalism with a blood drive. The theme for the blood drive is Give Your Pint Today. Speaking in an interview with Roundabout JA, Ms. Ellington says she wanted to celebrate this significant milestone in a meaningful way, giving back to the people of Jamaica.
Early in the year, I had gone to the World Blood Donor Day event at the National Chest Hospital Collection Center. And after leaving there, I thought, but you know, this might be a good day to observe. But not only would I be having people come to give blood, but it would also help me celebrate my 40 years rather than just having a few close friends and family sit somewhere and have a meal or a grand party or whatever. I thought I wanted to have done something that would have other people being involved, because for 40 years in media, other people have been involved in my life. The listeners and the viewers are the persons who have made me who I am. And these people have assisted me in my growth in media, both from the radio side and the television side.
To participate in Faye Ellington's blood drive, visit the National Chest Hospital at 36.5 Barbican Road on Saturday, September 13, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. For persons living outside of Kingston, you can visit your nearest collection center on Tuesday, September 16 to donate your pint. Be sure to indicate that you're giving blood for Faye Ellington's project titled Give Your Pint Today. If you're unsure whether you're fit to donate blood, here are the requirements. You must be between 17 and 60 years old, weigh at least 110 pounds, be in good health, an uncomplicated diabetic. You must also not have had a tattoo done in the last 12 months, and you shouldn't have donated blood in the last 3 months. The entire process from registration to the time you leave takes approximately 45 minutes. Save a life. Give your pint today.
Let's work with the CDA to protect the children.
Celebrating 10 years, protecting the nation's children, planting the seeds to change, soothe, and heal. The Child Development Agency, securing a brighter tomorrow.
Transforming lives in many places, putting smiles on the little faces, making homes where children can thrive and their talent realized.
Let's work with the CDA to protect the children.
10 years safeguarding our children, encouraging better parenting.
So, fighting abuse and daddy's absent for the children's sake. Let's work with the CDA
to protect the children, protect the children.
CDA, protecting children, transforming lives, securing the future.
An executive agency under the Ministry of Youth and Culture.
Did you know that Vision 2030 is Jamaica's first long-term national development plan? Its objective is for Jamaica to achieve developed country status by 2030. Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan is based on a comprehensive vision: Jamaica, the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for details. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
I'm from the Parish of St. Elizabeth. My name is Ferline Baker. I am 77 years old. My mommy, she used the castor oil. Castor oil she used and comb it. She just wash it and comb the castor oil.
Share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Just email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-35-9024. And that's where we end today's journey, Roundabout JA. For producer Andre Palmer, I'm Vaughn Davis. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.